Pennies Going in Raw is a production of iHeartRadio. The opinions expressed in the following podcast are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security or investment product. It is only intended to provide education and entertainment about the financial industry and the stock market. Enjoy!
On this episode of Pennies Going in Raw, we talk about the current stock market washout, along with you, spy thesis.
You find out life's this game of pennies.
Oh, you guys know we only have a 40% runner. Hello? 40% is a f***ing killing.
We've been compliant for too long. It's time we go to war.
I don't have a Roth.
Q knows so much about the market that his brain doesn't have enough room for grammar.
Hey, who told me about IDEX? It's going up a shit ton now.
Rob, 4%, baby.
No way.
4%.
You asked the exact same question with two words different.
It's like, f***, man, I just got dick whipped for like 20%, and now that f***er's up like 50.
I bet Warren Buffett never did that.
I'm just making this voice memo to call out unusual whales to a fight.
The pennies we need are everywhere around us.
Pennies.
Going in raw.
Featuring Dan, Deity of Dips,
and Hugh Honey.
Produced by Vinny
and Christian.
Let's go, baby.
Welcome back to another episode of Pennies Going in Raw. Today is Sunday, January the 23rd, and we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. After a big day drop on Tuesday, you know, sometimes you think there's going to be a little bounce. But like we said on Wednesday's episode, which was actually recorded yesterday on Tuesday, you can also sometimes expect another further drop. And that's what we got today. Done another $5, another 1%. What can we kind of take of this? How do we handle it? What do we do, man? People are freaking out. We're only $10 away, 2%, 2.5%, maybe 3% away from the 200-day MA.
Yeah. So the first thing that I will say is that, holy shit, everybody's got to relax. Listen, we've already seen a pretty big, like, depending what you were in or what you were swinging, I mean, you've seen a pretty big crash. Like we talked about, XBI is down 50% from recent highs. The NAS, if you take the NAS, the only thing holding up the NAS is big tech. I mean, you take 36% of the stocks that make up the NAS, they're down 50% or more from highs. That is fucking wild. I mean, look at AFRM. Affirm. I mean, Affirm was at over $100 a share. In the last month alone, it's down 34%. That's wild. So things have seen, I'm not going to call them a crash, but to their respective indices, they have seen a crash of sorts, you know? Like if the entire market had done what some of those, what 36% of NAS has done, it would be a total crash. The market's seen a correction. We're inside like a correction phase, but NAS has seen, and growth has seen a huge crash. Growth has gotten absolutely obliterated, which I think goes into the segment, which I think gives really, really good opportunity for the next few months, because everybody's calling for this big crash. And yes, SPY's down only a little bit. And yes, like the 200-day moving average on SPY.
Yeah, 440. It was 441 yesterday when we recorded.
But so yeah, it's one of those things where SPY is down, but everybody feels like we're about to fall off a cliff and go back to like 250. And I really don't think that's going to happen, because everything has seen.
I don't think people are thinking it's going back to 250. I think their stocks are just, I think they're worried their stocks are going back to the price they were when SPY was 250.
Yeah. And most of them are. I mean, I put it inside a few group chats today. I'll bring it up real quick. It was the ones where that we had longed, actually, I think first on the podcast. And when we were long them, so I looked last night. So for instance, WTRH, we had it at 22 cents. It hit $5.85. It's now down to 60 cents.
Wow.
UAVS, was at 45 cents when we had it. It hit $17. It's now down to $1.40. IBIO.
I'm surprised. Waiter being at 60 cents is very surprising to me.
Very surprising, right? IBIO. We had it at 27 cents. It hit 7.45. It's now at 48 cents. And finally, Rumble, which is the best of all of them, and it's still down 50% from highs. We had it at $4. It hit $64. And now it's down to $35. It's one of those things where these stocks have really gotten smoked. Now we're seeing things, we're seeing these equities who were trading at 10 to 20 times revenue. Did UAVS have any business being at 17? Hell no. Hell no. But now it's down like 83%. So now does it have business being down here? Probably not. You know, it's one of those things where fundamentals will now start to come into play. At the end of the day, most of these stocks have gotten killed. And I don't think it's smart to continue to be like, oh, these stocks can continue to go down. Because yes, of course they can continue to go down. But this is where fundamentals come into play. Yes, technicals are important. But fundamentals, this is why I like fundamentals. Fundamentals tell the story about what's underneath the chart, what's underneath the business. Okay, obviously I want the technicals to line up. But for instance, IWM is below support. That doesn't fucking matter. It's an ETF. It's an ETF. If all the stocks inside the ETF start to rally, guess what's going to happen? It doesn't matter where the fuck support is. And if all the stocks inside the IWM are trading at below cash, the market will eventually correct itself. That's how these things go. So it's the same thing like when UAVS or Rumble. Should Rumble have been trading at $64 a share? Hell no. But now all these stocks are trading at value, or, you know, not all of them. Obviously, there's still some that are super inflated. I'll talk about Gevo forever. We were talking about it in June, that in July, in August, that Gevo shouldn't be a $1 billion company, let alone a $4 billion company. Now they're a $700 million company. Do I think they're worth that? Hell no. But listen, if you love Gevo at a $4 billion market cap, you should love it at $300 million. So I think that all of this, especially inside the small cap sector, all of this fear, yes, it can go lower, obviously, but we knew that. We were waiting for the other shoe to drop for what felt like forever. Now the other shoe has dropped, and now everybody's running. One of the quotes that I love to see about the stock market is that the stock market is the only store where people run away from 30 to 50% off deals. And so that's one of those things where I truly feel like that's where we're at right now. I mean, I put like seven figures on the street today. Today, I put seven figures on the street, and I plan to put more money on the street if market continues to go down. Because while everybody else is running for the hills, you should have ran from the hills 70, 80% ago. Can it continue to go down? Sure, of course it can. But that's where it has to be smart with your risk management. All these stocks have been decimated.
Yeah, you got to think, like, if they're down 60% now, why weren't you selling down 20%? You know, it's one of those things where we always talk about, you think you should add, but you should probably sell. You have all those Mondays where you're like, oh man, this is, I could either sell right now and just go all cash. No, it's, they can't go any lower. I'm going to just add some more. And you end up getting screwed that way. And that's what we always talk about. And that's what truly ends up really messing with people in the long run and in like a month after month span. Because it can last 2-3 months. And hell, we haven't seen it in a while, but years.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I love, like we talked about last episode, was the Matrix. That's where it comes into play. Because the fundamentals tell the story. The fundamentals are that backbone to the company that are going to give you that baseline. Yes, of course, technicals are going to give you the baseline. Yes, of course, growth burns cash. But the fundamentals are going to tell the story that you're going to want to... Like, nobody wants fundamentals until they need to know exactly what the company's actually worth. And you can't look on a chart and say, okay, like, this chart's not telling me what it's worth. Like, you need to know what the bones of the company are worth. And that's why I love fundamentals. So I personally think, now listen, if your entire account is down 70, 80%, I am not telling you to bag hold. And by no means am I telling you to bag hold. Do I think that UAVS, or let's take IBIO, IBIO gets back to $7 anytime soon? No, not even close. Do I think DATS gets back to 18 anytime soon? No. Do I think that UAVS gets back to $17 anytime soon? Fuck no. But that's okay because they're down 85%. So if you're holding it down from $10, UAVS, what did we just say UAVS was at? $1.40? If you're holding it down from $7 a share, I'm going to make 400% while you break even. So don't bag hold down. Okay. If anything, think of this as like a fresh start. Unless you blew up, then I don't know. Then we gotta, that's a whole nother podcast episode. But if you're down, cut your bags that you're down 70, 80% on. You will literally never get free of those. Because my thesis, and we'll go into the my spy thesis in a moment, is that this bull market is coming close to an end. I'll say we're in like the bottom of the six, if you will. We're not there all the way, but we're close. So I don't think any of these growth names are gonna be like I don't think Kathy Woods turns her fund around this year. I just don't, it's not feasable. She's seeing outflows, she's getting smoked, she's starting to sell her winners to buy her losers.
New retail traders get smoked this year.
Yes, yes, and we need it. We need a washout. And that's what we're seeing. And I'm okay with it. It sucks. But it's going to happen either way. The market doesn't give a fuck. The market doesn't give a fuck that you got to put your lights on. I got to put my lights on too. The market doesn't give a fuck that you got to feed yourself. Fuck, I got to feed myself too. They don't care. The market doesn't care. So at the end of the day, you got to be the one to keep yourself in check and say, okay, I'm not going to be one of the washouts, because this is what happens. The market goes in cycles. And this is why I started to put seven figures on the street today, because everybody's selling and nobody wants to touch the market. We've seen the crash in growth, specifically. We've seen the crash. Gold had a green day today. But I'm telling you right now, if inflation and all these rate hikes were truly scaring the market, gold would be the biggest fucking green boner candle. You'd be able to see it from New York to California. Gold should be flying right now. Okay. XBI, the biotech ETF, is down 50% from highs. It's back to 2017, 2018 level. That's a major crash. That's not a correction. That's not a crash. That is a major crash. There are funds out there that are down 30 to 40% who I respect. And these guys are like, yeah, like we're just holding because we believe in these. The entire bio sector is now trading, not the entire bio sector, but a majority of the bio sector is now trading at a third of cash or a half of cash. That's ridiculous. And I wouldn't be shocked if this year is a massive year for acquisitions inside the bio sector, because you can get these companies at a steal. Now, especially these growth companies, something like Pfizer, you know, Merck, Merck, they can get some of these other companies at a steal of a price. And so that's where I'm inside the mindset right now of like, I'm going to start accumulating some of these because it makes no sense to be down here. I mean, listen, it makes sense to be down here. Okay. I get that. Okay. What goes up must come down. But now it's like when the pendulum swings one way for so long, and then it swings back, and it doesn't just stop at equilibrium. It swings back the other way. And that's what we're seeing, specifically talking about bio and the growth sector as a whole. But obviously we know that when the growth sector gets smoked, bios get smoked the worst. When growth sector starts to go, you see every bio up 20, 30%. So that's why I'm focusing specifically on that. And of course, like I said, because of XBI, being down 50% from highs. So I understand that the technicals, everything's sitting on support. Everything's breaking down below support. But the fundamentals tell the story. And so that's where my focus is going to be. And then I think it's, unless you have anything to add, Dano, I think talking about SPY is the next logical topic.
Yeah, no, I know you have a spy thesis you're definitely wanting to get into. And after seeing what it's done the past week, I mean, you've seen it gone just in the past four trading days. You've seen it go from the 470s to damn near the 440s. And we haven't seen a drop like this in quite some time. So I think it's a good time to dive into it.
Yeah. So the first thing I want to say is that I could totally be wrong because we are recording this on Wednesday the 19th. And the next 2 days are crucial. The next 2 days are super crucial inside for this thesis to work or this thesis to play out. I believe that we are inside a true trader washout market. And I don't think it's a coincidence, like I said, that gold is not running. Okay, I don't think that's a coincidence. I also don't think that's a coincidence that all the meme stocks are now getting smoked. Okay, we knew the other shoe was going to drop with the meme stocks and the whole market's taking a hit for it. And I truly do believe that. Okay, so with SPY, I truly think that we are close to short-term bottom. There's a few reasons that I say that. One, we've seen a nice little correction. Two, from the psychological standpoint, and you guys know how much I love the psychological standpoint of all this crap.
Love it.
Love it. Love it.
Love.
When everything feels like everybody is going one way with something, that's usually the way that you should run from.
Hipster shit.
I mean, yeah, hipster shit, baby. So for instance, everybody talking about all the indexes are sitting on support. They're going to break the major downtrend. You know, they're going to get smoked. This is the first day that it closed underneath this indicator. This is the first day that it did this, all that. Okay, fine. Whatever. That's fine. But here's the thing that nobody wants to talk about is that let's take the monthly chart. If we break that trend, today's the 19th, we break that trend, and then inside the next 2 weeks, we regain that, the monthly candle is just going to be wick down and wick back up. And that's what I think is going to happen. Few reasons. One, we've seen a nice little correction. Okay. I think that this was a washout of new traders into the new year. We've seen a crash inside 36% of the NASDAQs. We've seen a crash inside the buyers. The NAS stocks. We've seen a crash inside growth. We've seen a crash inside specifically bios across the board. Like I can't even emphasize, it's ridiculous what we've seen. And then on top of that is that basically big tech is just holding up the market at this point. Like that's what we're seeing. And even SPY has seen a nice little correction. It's seen a beautiful little correction. So now, when I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking, okay, it goes back to literally our last segment. I think that we're close to bottom. Gold is not running. You know, when everyone's screaming for the hills and everybody's selling all their stocks and all this shit, that's usually a time to buy. Now, there's a lot of volume across the market and a lot of people are saying that it's outflows. Me personally, I think that they're painting the tape red and accumulating it underneath. And I think that we are probably going to rip tits into the end of the month, into February. So today's the 19th. The next 2 days are crucial. And today we're recording this on the 19th Wednesday, and SPY got smoked into close.
So when you guys hear this, you'll have the confirmation.
Yeah, you'll have the confirmation, which is a little nerve wracking, if I'm being honest. But so SPY closed at 451.75. Me personally, I would love for Thursday to open up a little high and they slam it back down. Call buyers for the last 16 months have literally, anytime that the market has dipped, you could buy calls no matter what expiration and you would make tons of money. This is payback for that. This is basically saying, hey, guess what? You can't just do that. And now, you know, you made a mill doing that last year. In 6 weeks, we're going to take that from you. And that's what I'm thinking. Every time that everybody is, you know, all right, I'm going to buy the calls, then you get smoked. I'm going to buy the calls, you get smoked. I feel like we're close to that max pain level. So I would love to see SPY Thursday open up a little bit high and then get slammed back down. You know, just this relentless selling, you know, eating those long only call buyers, eating at them, you know, killing their confidence, killing their mental state, destroying
their livelihood. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I would like to see. And then Friday, I would like to see SPY at around 447, 445. Anywhere around there, and I probably start getting long. Because as I was saying, is that yes, fine, we broke the downtrend, the massive 16-month downtrend on the daily chart. But what if it wicks back up? Like, we have a week and a half to wick back up, which makes me think that next week, Monday, the 24th, we start a violent rally back towards all-time highs. Because if that happens and we wick back up, the trend is still intact and everybody's going to act like nothing happened.
Well, if we get a little bounce at the end of the week, we hit around that 455 mark, four, maybe 60 again. What do you think next week,
Mantel? I'll be really pissed. I'll be really, really pissed because I'm not long. I want a lot of long exposure. Like, I'm going for it. I want long exposure. This is going to be my make it or break it for the year right here. Make it or break it, baby. And so I want to have that long exposure into end of day Friday. Like that, I want it to bleed out and me to be buying the blood. I want to be cleaning up the blood in the streets.
Jesus Christ. You okay, man?
I'm drinking the blood.
You good?
I'll take it.
I mean,
nobody makes me spill my blood.
Do you need to talk?
So anyway, getting back to the SPY thesis here. That's what I would love to happen because I think it's going to be this week was terrible. This week is terrible. You look at the monthly chart, you look at the weekly chart. I mean, if you made money buying calls this week, God bless you. You know, like you were either a ninja or damn lucky. And so I want this one last washout week. I went Thursday and Friday to be bloody as hell. And then I want to be buying that back. And I want that. I want that violent rally back. Okay. Now, if we somehow close over that 460, 462 mark, that would interest me because then it's like, okay, then we're start. Then it's one of those things where we're kind of regaining trend on our own, which would be fine too. I just prefer the thesis where it's blood in the streets, one more big washout. I also think that if this happens, like I said, with Thursday and Friday, I'll be getting long only into, I'll be getting super long into Friday. And then I think we rally hard as hell for the next 5-6 weeks. Like, I'm talking all time highs by March 1st. I'm talking March 1st, March 10th, somewhere around there, all time highs. And then once the rate hikes actually truly come, then that's when we probably see a near end to the bull market. But I'm not convinced yet that we don't see 490s, 500s on SPY before March 31st.
So for the average newer investor, they're in, let's say they got a little spooked about a month ago. They're about all cash. They may have a couple things in their portfolio. When do they get back in? Do they wait for the 200 AMA? Do they wait for confirmation of its reversal? Where do we get back in? Because, I mean, it is kind of spooky. I mean, we've seen where it seems like the dip has ended, but it sure as hell hasn't. And it's you don't want to lose more money.
Listen, this is where boys are turned into men right here this month. And girls turned into women.
Facts.
This is where you get your trader stripes, okay? You can't back down from stuff like this. Warren Buffett, although he got an incredible deal, let's take his Bank of America deal, okay? He got an incredible deal to buy Bank of America down 90%, okay? And they gave him, like, the stock was trading like $6. They gave it to him for like $3. They gave him billions of dollars at $3. Fine. But at that time, it could have been at $3 the next day. What'd he do? He stepped up to the plate, knocked it out of the park, and made billions of dollars on it. And this is all at the time when Lehman Brothers was going out. Like, we all sit here, myself included, and we say, of course Warren Buffett bought Bank of America at $3. Who the hell wouldn't? When it's, and we look at it because it's trading at 47 right now. At that time, Lehman Brothers was going under. Nobody had any clue what would happen as far as the banks go. And again, is that even though he was getting it for a discounted price,
a premium, you know, like a baby.
Yeah, yeah. Even though, you know, and even though he was getting a discount price at that time, the bank stocks were getting smoked. It could have been down to $3 and below within a week or two. So that's the analogy and that's the story that I like to bring up when I'm thinking about this stuff. Okay. So no, you don't get to buy Bank of America at $3. But some of those growth stocks that you love to trade, you were buying it 400% higher from where it is now. And you were loving it. Now it's actually trading below fundamentals and you hate it. Now, I'm not saying to go balls deep long, but if we start to see a rally inside the markets and you start to see XBI regain trend and you start to see a little, you know, your scanner starts, you know, lighting up like a Christmas tree, that's when you got to start nibbling, because I think it happens fast. I think the snapback in the market happens really hard and really fast. I'm talking, you know, 10 points in on SPY here and there, like knife through, like a knife butter. But what is it? Butter knife. Butter
a knife. Knife butter.
Yeah, knife butter. So I think that it happens quick. I think it happens swift. And one of those things where like growth will be up like 20%, 25% in a day. Like I won't be shocked to see that. Okay. And this is what I feel like. Like I said, is that I think they're painting the tape red and accumulating the bottom. That's what I feel like they're doing. And that we're going to have one more big washout day. Yeah. Everything that I look at says that we see all time highs again. I mean, I can't, you know, part of that is also like a hunch and like this.
Pinky promise.
Yeah. That would be sick. We would be very rich men if I could pinky promise that. But everything that I'm looking at, I believe that. I also believe that growth gets a nice rip over the next 6 weeks. And I'm not necessarily like, I don't think like it starts on Monday for sure, but I think that we're close. XBI, I think maybe the bottom, it's trading at like 93, maybe the bottom's 80, which I know like that's a pretty, yeah, that's 13 points, but I don't see it. I definitely don't see it going below there. And I will be long and strong. Like this is one of those things where it's like, this is my thesis. Like I will be long and I will be buying the weakness on Friday if this thesis does hold true. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. We talked about a lot.
All right. Well, we're having to record on Wednesday for a reason. You're going to LA. Do you want to talk about why you're going to LA in the middle of a week, man?
I'm going to LA because I missed. Well, first we're going to LA and then Vegas and then LA. We're going to Vegas because I didn't get to go to Vegas for my birthday.
Oh yeah, that's sad.
So the guys are playing in Vegas. The Breathe Carolina guys are playing in Vegas, and so I'm gonna take the trip out there, and then LA for the UFC fights. Ricky Bobby and I are sitting next to each other. We got tickets in front of Tommy Coop, so we're gonna block him with big signs. They can't see anything.
Yeah, dude, they'll love that. Obviously, we hope you have an absolute blast in Vegas and LA and all the other L states you go to. And to everyone listening, we're recording this tonight. We hope you're all enjoying it more than anything in the world. And we hope you all subscribe to us on Spotify or like us on Spotify, because that's new. So make sure you do it. And also, make sure you like us, give us 5 stars. And we have a YouTube channel too. You can see our pretty faces, like, comment, and all the other fucking nice things you can do. We love you so much, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ta.
Penny's Going in Raw is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.